Hey. Welcome back to Low Tide in Twilight. I'm your host and fangirl, Cece, and today we're diving into Chapter 14. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the hottest and wildest yaoi podcast on the planet. Get ready to fan yourself because things are about to get steamy. That's right, it's time for Zeal for Joshi, the show that's all about yaoi manga. I am Cece, your host, the ultimate Fujoshi, who's always on the hunt for the hottest and juiciest and most thrilling yaoi manga out there. I've read it all, and I'm not afraid to share my honest and unfiltered thoughts with you. From sweet and romantic love stories to spicy and steamy tales, I got you covered. My reviews are not only informative, but also hilarious. So you can expect to laugh your socks off while I spill the tea on your favorite yaoi manga. But before we start, this podcast is explicit. We'll be discussing mature themes, explicit themes, and all things that makes yaoi manga so delicious. So if you're not comfortable with that, it's probably best you tune out now. Let's get one thing clear though. Spoiler alert, I am not afraid to dish out spoilers. So if you haven't read the manga we're talking about, you might want to skip this episode. But if you're brave enough to join us, we promise to make it worth your while. If you're ready to join us on this spicy adventure, grab a cold drink and a cozy blanket and get ready to join me on this wild ride of passion, laughter, and all things yaoi. Welcome to Zeal for Joshi. Okay, so we're starting off with Aeyun trying to distance himself from Taiju. He knows that Taiju's all business and doesn't want to get his hopes up for anything more. But we can still feel the disappointment in his voice, poor thing. Aeyun even tells Taiju that he knows he can't repay his debt. Even if he were to sell his body, can we just take a moment to appreciate Aeyun's selflessness? He's willing to do anything to repay his debt. It's not even his debt. It's his dad's debt that was placed upon him. But he's doing all of this selflessness to take care of his younger brother, the only family he has left. So Aeyun leaves and heads to the hospital to see Aeyun. And of course, the little guy is up at 4 a.m. in the morning. But he's so happy to see his older brother. Aeyun tells Aeyun that the doctor gave him a book to read and some juice. How sweet is that? But here's the kicker. Aeyun knows that Aeyun has to go to work soon. So he asks him to stay with him until morning when he really has to leave for work. I can't even handle the cuteness of these brothers. Aeyun is torn between staying with Aeyun and going to work. But you can tell that he really wants to stay with his younger brother. And that's where we're leaving off for now, folks. What's going to happen next? Will Aeyun stay with Aeyun or will he go to work? Tune in next time to find out. Thanks for tuning in to Low Tide in Twilight. Make sure to subscribe and leave a review if you're loving this podcast as much as I am. Until next time, fangirls and fanboys. Attention to all yaoi manga lovers out there. Are you a talented individual with a passion for all things Fujoshi? If so, Zeal Fujoshi wants you. We're on the hunt for a team member to join our passionate and hilarious crew. If you have a knack for reviewing yaoi manga, a love for all things is spicy and steamy, and a desire to share your opinion with the world, then we want to hear from you. Join our team and help us spread the Fujoshi spirit to all corners of the world. Whether you're a writer, editor, or a social media guru, we want your talent and expertise to take Zeal Fujoshi to the next level. So, if you're ready to embark on this exciting journey with us, reach out to us in the description below and let's make magic happen. Join the Zeal Fujoshi team today. Let's show the world what the Fujoshi spirit is all about. And that's a wrap. Fellow Fujoshis and and Fudanshis. We hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Zealed Fujoshi, where we dished out all the hottest and juiciest yaoi manga. Remember to follow me on social media, where I share even more yaoi goodness and behind-the-scenes content. And if you're loving the manga I am reviewing, don't forget to support the author, creator, by purchasing their work and spreading the word to your fellow Fujoshis and Fudanshi friends. Thanks for tuning in, Zealed Fujoshi, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Until then, keep the Fujoshi spirit alive.